is the Queen Bee. This one's called Cuff It on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. I think she won about 3-4 Grammys. Super, super love it. And I'm joined by incredible, incredible women from Giat Private Hospital. Today we speak about nuclear medicine. Stay tuned.
We are setting a new agenda. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. If you're streaming us, thank you so much for doing that. Continue to do it on risefm.co.za. It's All Things Health Talk today, and Dr. Ntanganedzi Mwambazi joins us today from Giat Private Hospital. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to your audience for tuning in.
We speak about nuclear medicine, and I think most of us might have heard a thing or two about it, but know nothing about it. So when we speak about nuclear medicine, what are we speaking about, and why is it so important for healthcare?
So nuclear medicine is actually a branch of imaging. You know, you've got radiology, you've got nuclear medicine. We actually work together, sort of. So nuclear medicine uses nuclear material, not nuclear bombs or Hiroshima.
Yes.
We use nuclear material to help patients. It could be either in the form of imaging the patients or treating the patients. The nice advantage about nuclear medicine is that you detect pathology or diseases early. And what does that mean for the patient? That means that you can treat earlier, you can discharge the patient earlier, and that's obviously a cost reduction in the long run. So, yes, in a nutshell, that's what nuclear medicine is about. Patient can either be injected, depending on what the doctor wants.
Okay.
They can either inhale the material if it's about their lungs, or they can either ingest the material. As in, like, drink it.
So is this for every disease?
Most pathologies, I can say, yes.
Okay, definitely. That's very interesting. And why was it necessary to introduce nuclear medicine to the province of Mpumalanga? I think maybe before that, if we can move the mic a bit closer. Yes, lovely.
All right. Yes, so Mpumalanga province, I mean, it's such a beautiful province. Mm-hmm. I think you can agree with me.
Yeah.
Besides being beautiful, Kiat Hospital, have you seen Kiat Hospital?
I gave birth there.
Oh my goodness, yes. You went to the right place.
So, really the best.
Yeah.
The
it
best.
It was really a no-brainer to bring the nuclear medicine discipline here. And previously, patients were really traveling far for such supposed to be basic, you know, basic healthcare needs. So we really had to bring it here for more accessibility for our patients and also for our doctors. We also felt that it's unfair for a patient to be transported in an ambulance 500 kilometers away, you know, when we can bring this facility to the patient themselves.
And so is this something that's in demand in the country?
It's in demand internationally,
okay,
but also now locally, it's also becoming very much in demand. Remember, nuclear medicine is more physiologic. Okay, so radiology would be anatomic. You would spot something on the bone, and then you won't be able to describe, is this thing something to worry about? So that's when we come in and say, no, this is not even a cancer. This is something that you shouldn't worry about. So it's more physiologic rather than just spotting something. So that is very important in terms of treating the patient.
Let's talk about the service and how it is going to improve healthcare access for rural communities.
So, like we previously mentioned, for rural communities, they had to really travel far and wide. I mean, they had to come from a rural setting, come to town, catch a taxi. Initially, what was happening is that patients would probably sleep over in a hospital, wait for an ambulance, which could come the following day. The ambulance will then take them to Joburg for the scan. When they get to Joburg, they still have to wait. Sometimes they're turned back because Joburg also has its own problems. They'll be turned back without the scan. They might even have to wait for the next morning to actually come back home because you still have to wait for the ambulance.
Yeah.
This is the rural patients that can't afford. So now you can imagine you're spending 3 days of your, I can say, when you are sick, trying to get help, and you get there, you come back without being treated or without any help. So it's really unfair, and we believe in healthcare justice for all. I mean, no one should have to suffer, regardless of race or rural or township. Everyone deserves equal health rights.
Yeah.
So it was important for the rural health also to get such services.
And because this is extremely important, was it difficult to bring this to the province of Mpumalanga? Did you guys have any challenges?
Sure, the challenges are many.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm female.
Yeah.
I'm black.
Yeah.
Financially, our equipment are very expensive.
Mm.
So the challenges are there, but you have to look at it as a stepping stone. And if you really want something badly, it's just a ladder. You know, you need to get there because you can see there's a need. So all the challenges were actually used to facilitate and to also help me. But we've got such supporting people around us.
Mm.
We've got Candace, who's here with me. And Kiat as a whole was very supportive. And Mpumalanga doctors, specialists, you know, because they all need that service. So it was very supportive. So I couldn't find the challenges as challenging that much.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The impact that this will have on the communities in Mpumalanga is major. So let's talk about that. Maybe just give our listeners a bit of an understanding, you know, just what this really will do to the people or for the people of Mpumalanga.
So besides being very affordable, because we have actually now reduced the tariffs also. So if you look at other practices, you'll see that ours have been discounted. We also work hand in hand with Dr. Mwambazi Foundation to try and assist those that are really in need but can't afford. You do get patients that really need the service but really, really can't afford but really, really need the service. And the fact that we are able to spot or treat diseases earlier than any other modality, that will help a lot with patients. Remember, they say prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely.
So that's where we actually come in, where we try and see the pathology within time, not after a month or 2 months, because by then the pathology has already taken its toll on the patient, and then we can be able to actually intervene earlier. Intervening earlier means better outcome for the patient.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I think before you guys leave, because I did say I gave birth at Kiat, now I'm remembering that the nurses there said, oh, when you get on radio, please just give us a huge shout out. So a huge, huge shout out to that department at Kiat Private Hospital. I had a time, of course.
I'm loving Kiat Hospital. And it's that 10-year, I think, is it? Candice will be able to correct me. It's that 10-year anniversary.
Oh, lovely.
Yay.
Love that. Well, congratulations to you guys. And yeah, if you're giving birth, you know where to go. You know where to go.
Thank
exactly. Thank you guys so much for
Thank
coming.
So much.
It's Rise of Fame.